23 hours.
To fight fatigue. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life. The news on Common Radio is brought to you by Fit Sports Drink. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
Common Radio News. At 6:30 hours.
12:45.
And at 18:50, Kumbon Radio 94.9. It's Kumbon. Hakuna Kulala.
The headlines on Kumbon Radio. Residents are called for clarity on CDF utilization. In African news, the Somali opposition accuses the president of targeting political rivals. To present the news, my name is Blessed Chua. Some residents of Lusaka have expressed concern over the use of the Constituency Development Fund, CDF, saying its original purpose is being misunderstood. The residents told Common Radio News that the fund was created to support community-driven development projects and not major infrastructure works such as road construction and large school projects. They said the shift in the focus has led to confusion among members of the public, with many expecting elected leaders to deliver projects that fall under the responsibility of other government ministries. The residents are warned that the misunderstanding is creating unnecessary tension between communities and their leaders, and have called for increased public awareness on the intended use of the CDF. Kitwe District Commissioner Wance Mongonomo has urged the Kitwe City Council to take firm action against illegal developments and prevent the construction of structures in undesignated areas. Mr. Ngonomo says the local authority must ensure that all building activities comply with approved plans and regulations, regardless of who is behind the developments. He noted that correcting illegal developments becomes difficult once the structures are completed due to legal complications. The district commissioner cited cases where people have built houses on top of sewer lines, forcing authorities to consider demolition to protect public infrastructure. Mr. Ngonomo acknowledged that demolitions may appear harsh to affected residents, but stressed that enforcing the law is necessary to prevent future problems and ensure orderly development in the city.
It doesn't matter who's doing it. So then it's incumbent upon the council authorities to ensure that what's happening, anything that is illegal, is stopped. You know, when you create illegality, they are difficult to correct. Like right now, we have issues with people who built houses sometime back on top of a sewer line. How do we correct that? We have to break the house. And for people who are around who think, well, this is inhuman, how can you do it? All right?
Lusaka youth activist Rudolf Mwanza says elections should never be judged by the level of drama, violence or handouts witnessed during campaigns. Mr. Mwanza says while some citizens have described the current electoral environment as boring compared to previous elections, the situation should instead be viewed as a sign of political maturity and democratic growth. He notes that Zambia's future depends not only on peaceful elections, but also on active citizen participation in governance. Mr. Mwanza adds that democracy requires more than just casting a vote, stressing that citizens must remain engaged and hold leaders accountable. He says the current political environment will help us separate leaders committed to saving the people from those who only appear during election periods expecting a political gain. The provincial administration in Muchinga province says it remains on high alert following the declaration of an Ebola outbreak in the Democratic Republic of Congo and Uganda by the World Health Organization. Muchinga Province Permanent Secretary Dr. Tuesday Walia says while two suspected Ebola cases recorded in Zambia recently tested negative, government considers the risk of cross-border transmission to be high. Dr. Walia says authorities have intensified screening measures at the Tunduma Nakonde one-stop border post through thermal screening and the use of health questionnaires for travelers. He has urged members of the public to observe strict hygiene practices, avoid contact with body fluids from people showing signs of illness, and report suspected cases to the nearest health facility. Dr. Walia says Muchinga Province remains committed to protecting public health and ensuring the disease remains outside Zambia's borders.
But our people should maintain strict hygiene, including frequent hand washing with soap and use of hand sanitizer. Two, our people should avoid contact with body fluids or secretion from individuals presenting with unexplained illnesses or fever. Three, immediately our people should report any person experience sudden fever.
We break for a set of commercials, but before that, we have a current business rates.
These business rates are brought to you by MTN.
Ela, chokako. Bwana wa mabwana afika.
Oh, so ndio bwana wa mabwana. Ni phone ya wagula.
Manje, uizi walola Max Mwati. It's for the biggest bosses.
You heard right. Unganikale, bwana wa mabwana with MTN's Alola Max. A fast 4G smartphone with a big screen, good camera, long-lasting battery, 32GB memory storage, and two SIM card slots. All for just 700.